That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
Now, in the heat of summertime, most of us seem to crave crisp salads, cold cuts, fruits, and ice drinks. And sometimes, as a result of that steady diet of cold foods and drinks, we face a bout with acid indigestion. Now, should that ever happen to you, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink the bubbling, refreshing solution. In a jiffy, Alka-Seltzer can bring you relief from the pain of acid indigestion. Relief that's extra pleasant, fast, and effective can soothe and comfort that upset stomach. Of course, no. That's why we say when your tablets get down to four, that's the supply, always buy an extra package. Say to your druggist, make mine Alka-Seltzer. 2 60-cent packages, please. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears walking along the street, heading for Lum's house. Listen.
What does Lum want us to come over to his place for tonight?
Didn't he tell you?
No. Is he going to be a surprise of some kind?
Well, if he never told you, it's going to be a surprise to you, I'll say that, Grandpap.
Well, good. I love surprises. I hope we don't have a whole lot of refreshments fixed up, because I ate hearty at supper tonight.
Well, don't you worry. You'll work up a good appetite before this evening's over.
Why, what do you mean, Abner?
Well, I might as well tell you. Lum ought to have told you this himself. All he wants is to have us help him paper his dining room.
Help him paper his dining
room? Now, wait a minute, Grandpap. Come back here.
I'm going home. I'm coming over here for some kind of a social get-together.
Well, come on and watch for a while anyway, Grandpap. You don't have to help if you don't want to. You sure Lum never told you what this is for?
Well, now, come to think of it, I do recollect him mentioning something about the dining room, but I just thought he was talking about refreshments. I still think I'll go home, Abner.
No, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. We're just about there. You can come on in anyway.
Well, I ain't going to stay long, I can tell you that. What's Lum want to pay for his dining room for?
Oh, I don't know. Just wants to fix the place up, I reckon. After all he's been through the last few weeks, he says all he wants to do is fix his house up and stay in it.
That's a good idea. Makes more sense than anything I've ever heard him say. There's a man that'd get himself into more trouble and about half trying than every one human I ever seen.
Yeah, he'd appear to have a knack for it, all right. Might not have to marry the widow Abernathy and all the trouble we had over that radio station and everything.
Yeah.
But things is pretty well straightened out now.
They won't be for long, though. I'll give you 8 to 5 that Lum will be mixed up in some kind of a rigmarole before he gets halfway done papering that dining room.
Oh, pit up, Adam.
You'll see.
Hey, wait a minute, Grandpap. This is Lum's place. Where you going?
I never noticed where we're at.
Just walk right on. But here, don't cut across the yard. He just swept that yard today, and he don't like for you to get footprints on it.
Oh.
You know how fussy he is about that.
Yeah. I know. You don't need to tell me.
Now, watch out for them porch steps there, Grandpap.
Yeah. You know, Lum's kind of like an old woman about some things, don't you think? Being fussy about his pigeon-toed yard and sixies and...
Oh, well, I don't know. Reckon if you've been a bachelor all your life like he has, why, maybe... Find him. I'll be right here and come to the door.
Yeah, don't tell him I walked on this yard.
Oh, I evening, Lum.
Oh, is that you, Abner?
Yeah, Grandpap's with me, too. I met him on the way over.
Oh, well, good. Come on in, fellas.
Just getting started in here. How are you feeling, Grandpap?
Oh, just only tolerably, Lum. My back's been bothering me something wonderful again of late. Might be the neuritis, I don't know.
Well, I'm sorrowful to hear that.
Ain't able to do no work at all, hardly.
No, prattle.
It's the truth, Abner.
Don't pay no attention to him, Lum. He's just trying to beg off from helping you tonight.
I ain't no such a thing.
Well, you won't have to do nothing, Grandpap, if you don't want to. I figure all we'll get done tonight is just taking the old wallpaper off anyway.
Well, what are you taking it off for? Can't you just slap the new paper right on over it?
Oh, I reckon you could, all right.
That's the way I'd do it right there.
But some of the old papers came off already, getting tore off here and there, and I figured you'd make a heap better job out of it if we just get all the old off and start fresh.
Well, I believe we could give up them tore places pretty good, Lum.
Well, I don't want to do it that way, though. Here, let me take your hat, Grandpap. Better slip your coat off, too.
Well, I ain't gonna stay too long, Mom. I got to get this sore back of mine to bed. Yeah, might ought to go now. I don't know.
I thought I'd fix up some sandwiches and cocoa after a while. Got a few cookies kicking around, I believe.
I might stay a little while, Tom. My back's feeling a little better right now.
Well, good.
Comes and goes in spells right away.
Oh, sure, yeah. Goes right away, quick as somebody mentions sandwiches.
That ain't got nothing to do with it, Mr. Smarty.
No, of course not, no.
Well, here's where we're going to start working, men.
Huh?
I've done started on this wall here, so why don't you take that in there, Grandpap, and Abner, you can get up on that stepladder and start on the ceiling.
The ceiling?
Yeah.
Well, Mom, I'd rather work on the walls. I get dizzy up on ladders that way, and my arms get tired holding them up that way, too.
Well, you can rest whenever you get tired.
Well, I'm tired already, I believe.
Well, try it for a while, Abner. You're the best one for that job.
Well, all right.
The ladder ain't too stout.
Uh-huh.
And as long as you weigh the least of any of us, why, it'd be safer for you than us.
Well, here, Grandpap don't weigh a whole lot more than I do. 2 pounds is all.
Yeah, I've got to rest up before I start in, Abner. Mom, do you mind if I drag the rocker in the dining room and set a bit?
No, I guess not, Grandpap.
It'll be just for a minute or so.
Or an hour or so.
Here, Abner, you can use this for a scraper where the paper's stuck pretty good.
Oh.
And any time you get tired up there, just stop.
And take time. Sure.
A few minutes.
Uh-huh.
You comfort there, Grandpap?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, you ought to get a new cushion in this seven-legged rocker, Mom.
Yeah, it's getting pretty thin, I'll have to admit it.
There's another layer of paper under this one up here.
Yeah, I noticed that down here where I'm working.
Do we have to get that layer off, too?
No, I think if we get this outside and off, that'll be enough.
Well, I hope so.
You know, Abner, if you scrape that next layer off, I bound you that you'd find a couple of more layers under there.
I ain't interested in finding nothing under there.
Yeah, this here's one of the oldest houses there are around this part of the country, I reckon.
Oh, faddle.
It is. Used to be known as the old Hempstead place. The Hempstead's moved away forever I come here. The old Uncle Matt Baker was living in it then.
Yeah, I recollect old Uncle Matt Baker, yeah. He lived down there on Orange Forest River, didn't he?
Yeah, that's the same fella.
Yeah, I know him.
He went down there and homesteaded that place along the river after he sold this house to Ed Reaver. That's who you bought it from, ain't it, Lum?
Yeah, Ed Reaver, but I always thought Uncle Matt built this place. At least that's what Ed said.
No, Ed was wrong. Uncle Matt got it from the Hempstead heirs back east summers. Laid empty for quite a spell around here before ever Matt bought it. I think that fellow Hempstead was killed in the Civil War or something like that. Leastways, he disappeared long about that time. Maybe later. Anyway, his kin folks back east never did see the place at all. Sold it to Uncle Matt by letter.
Grandpap, ain't you rested up enough now to get to work?
Just about, Abner. Grandpa Masters used to talk about old man Hempstead right smart. Knowed him personal. According to his tell of it, Hempstead weren't a very social feller. Some folks thought he might have been hiding out here in these mountains. Might have gotten into some kind of trouble back east that he had to run off from.
Well, Granny, if you have me to where I'll be feared to sleep here, Grandpap. It ain't supposed to be hainted, is it?
No, I never heard that. Fact is, all I know is what Grandpa Master used to tell about him.
Hey, Lon, for the land's sake, there's a hole in the ceiling here.
Yeah?
Yeah, look here. Busted right through the wallpaper and there's a... No, it ain't a hole either. It's sort of a trap door, I believe.
Trap door?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Now, wait about tear off more of this paper here.
Yeah, it must lead up to the attic.
I never knowed you had an attic.
Well, I never did neither. I know there's an awful lot of space up there. Bound to be with a high gable roof like it's got. But I never could find no way to get up there.
Well, this must be it right here. See here, you can push this little door right up here. Look there.
Yeah.
Right off there. Hand me the lamp. Maybe I can look around and see if there's anything up here.
Yeah, just a minute. Might be big enough up there to finish off an extra room sometime. Give me a 2-story house. I've always wanted a 2-story house. Here you are, Abner. Can you get it?
Yeah, but let me hold the ladder steady now.
I've got it.
Yeah, don't. Ain't never been dusted up here. Hey, there's a regular floor up there, Long.
There is. I thought there'd just be rafters up there.
And that ain't all that's up there, either. Come on up here, Long.
Yeah, Grandpa, will you steady the ladder for me? That is, if you're rested up enough.
Yeah, sure, I'll hold it, Long. Be careful you don't fall and break your stabbing-legged neck climbing up there.
I won't. I don't see why anybody would have bothered to put a floor in an attic that weren't never used.
Well, it was used for something. Tore room, it looks like. See there? Look there, that old table.
Yeah.
Couple of broke chairs and some old picture frames there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look over in the corner, Lon. Look there.
Where?
That table.
Oh, looks like a trunk or a tool chest.
It's awful fancy tool chest, I'll say that. Looks like it's made out of iron.
Yeah, that looks like iron, all right. Let's open it up.
No, I tried to while you climbing up here, but it's locked tighter than anything.
Locked, huh?
Yeah, I don't see no keys there, no words neither.
That's curious. Now, I reckon who's it? Wait a minute.
Huh?
Here's some initials on the side here.
Initials?
Looks like W.H.
Yeah. We get some of that dust off, W.H.
Granny, don't blow it all over me.
Oh, Stephen. Who do we know with them initials? W.H. We, huh? No. Oh.
H.H. Hey. Maybe that stands for Hempstead.
Huh?
I bound you that's it. That chest was left here by old man Hempstead, sure as the world.
Well, I don't care who left it. What's in it? Friends, when a summer cold hits you and you feel miserable from head to foot, it seems to take all the pleasure out of life, doesn't it? Well, it's mighty comforting then to remember Alka-Seltzer's brand of fast, effective relief. And it's time to start your Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once to relieve that stuffed up, fevery, shake all over feeling. B, be careful. Watch your diet, get plenty of rest, dress sensibly. C, comfort. Gargle with Alka-Seltzer to soothe that raw, scratchy, sore throat. Remember, too, friends, you will have relief in reserve when you ask your druggist for two packages of Alka-Seltzer next time. With that extra package on the shelf, you can always help yourself. Alka-Seltzer comes in two convenient sizes at 30 cents and 60 cents at all drugstores.
Listen again every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking.